coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Free Agency edition of Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. Alongside me, as always, we've got the professor of the coaching tape, NFL Films, senior producer Greg Cosell. In this segment, we're going to take a look at running backs. And Greg, this is an interesting group. We've got smaller guys, bigger guys, but the first one is Steven Jackson, a former first-round pick of the 2004 NFL draft by the Rams. And Greg, it's interesting. He turns 30 in July. He's been able to avoid his contract.
30. Wow.
It's amazing. 2004. Yes, he's had an injury history, but he's been very productive.
You know, this is a pretty good group of free agent backs. I'm surprised. I think it's a function of the league not valuing backs quite as much as they used to, because this is a pretty good group. Now, Jackson obviously has concerns because he's played for a long time and has run the ball an awful lot, but he's still a very, very good player, and I think he's going to help someone. He may not be a guy you're going to give it to 280, 300 times anymore, but let's look at this first play. This is a great example. Obviously, you've got him in the backfield. This is one back zone, and it's going to start to this side, but he's going to cut this back, and he does that extremely well. And if we run it, you'll see still got some quickness. Look at him cut it back. Look at him get to the outside.
That's 230, Greg.
And obviously, you don't call him a speed back. No. He's not that guy. But he still has some ability to get outside, and you can really see it well from the end zone. You can see him cut it back. It's a really nice run. I think Steven Jackson, the one thing that's always stood out to me about him, and it's funny, we've come to calling Marshawn Lynch, you know, beast mode, the beast.
Right,
I think Steven Jackson was in many ways that guy.
The original guy.
We watch another play right here, which is just going to pretty much run through a hole here. It's really well blocked. But I think he's a guy that's been in that mode for a lot of years. He's done it for a long time. He's always been a finisher. He's a guy with natural power. He's both strong and physical and powerful, and there's a difference. So I think Steven Jackson is a back that can help some teams as we finish up with him and move on to our next guy.
Yeah, and I think he's got great feet, obviously, for a big guy. All right, the next back, and we talked about the big back in Steven Jackson. Now we've got the smaller back in Reggie Bush, and I remember you telling me, I got to bring it up, 2006 draft, you said Reggie Bush was drafted second overall by the Saints, was the best player you ever had seen on tape. Is that right?
Well, one of the best backs I'd ever seen.
Right.
Not necessarily the best player.
Okay, but backs you've ever seen on tape. That's going back a long time.
And I'm surprised, quite frankly, that he hasn't done better in the NFL as a feature back. And he's been used the last couple of years as a feature back. And again, I don't think you can give him the ball 300, 350 times. Mm-hmm. But Miami, the last couple of years, has done that. I mean, here's a perfect example with this play. You see him right now. This is a two-back I formation. A lot of people would have said you couldn't use him this way. And this is going to be a two-back run. It's going to go to the left. It's classic Bush in that you give him the opportunity to get to the perimeter. And you could see the burst, the speed.
Wow.
This is what Reggie Bush is. Now, he's made a big point of saying he can run inside, and he's been better at that over the last couple of years. The question for teams is how they believe he can be used. Can you use him this way? Can you give him the ball 250 times? I'm not so sure teams will view him that way. I think our next shot is a better example of the way teams will view Reggie Bush. Because if you freeze it right here, you're going to see him right here. He's offset. He's going to run a wheel route. And this is in the red zone where he's very, very effective. And he's going to be matched up against a linebacker right here. This is the way you use Reggie Bush. He's a matchup guy. He dictates matchups for himself.
Satellite players, Bill
there
Parcells
you go.
Used to call him.
And that's a great way to describe him. He's a satellite player who works on the perimeter, creating matchups not only for him, but for others. Now here, as we run this play, you can see that he beats a linebacker. This is a beautiful wheel route. They go in motion to get another defender out of the area. They create space for Reggie Bush on the outside. This is what he really is. So I think most teams will view Reggie Bush this way and not as a feature back. And even if they think of him as a feature back a little bit, Adam, he still won't be in great demand for that just because of the way the NFL is moving.
Yeah, it seems to me he needs to be in a two-back system. All right, our next guy, and this is one of my favorite players. I got to be honest with you.
I agree with you.
I love watching Ahmad Bradshaw. Yes, he was cut mainly due to his injury history with the Giants.
And that's the problem.
Right, he turns just 27. Yeah. This guy's been very productive, but There's a theme with most of these backs, other than Steven Jackson. I think they need to be in a two-back system. Yeah. Let's take a look at Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah, and there's a durability factor with him, obviously, as well. So here you're going to take a look at Bradshaw. This is a shotgun run. This is what he is. He runs very well downhill. Now, he's a very tough physical runner. Because he's smaller, he's not necessarily strong and powerful.
Correct.
But he's tough and physical. So if you'll clear this and let the play happen, you can see exactly what he is. He gets downhill in a hurry. He's got very good area burst. He's got excellent lateral agility. He doesn't have really long speed, which we're going to see on this next play, which he's very good at the screen game. You can see him here. This is one of his strengths. You can see he's got very quick feet. He's just not a long speed guy. But I think Bradshaw, you hit it right on the head. If you put him in a two-back system, the one thing he's really good at, despite his size, he's a finisher because he's a tough, tough runner who picks up extra yards.
And, in fact, I think he's been one of the NFL's most effective goal line backs. So, again, Ahmad Bradshaw, powerful back, finisher, really would be good for a two-back system. Now, we talked about some of these smaller running backs. This is one of my favorite players. This is Danny Woodhead of the Patriots, who's an unrestricted free agent, originally signed by the Jets, Greg. This guy, he's kind of a satellite guy because you line him up everywhere and he makes plays.
Yeah, and you wonder, and you see him right here, by the way. He's offset next to Tom Brady.
Another small back.
Here's what you wonder. The Patriots system is so good at just the kind of play we're going to see here. Mm-hmm. You wonder if he can go somewhere where that's recreated because the Patriots do this exceptionally well. Here's a great example. Here's the linebacker, Nick Barnett from Buffalo. This is an option route out of the backfield. This is what Woodhead is so, so good at. And as we run the play, you're going to see him start outside, go inside, leave Barnett in the dust. This is Woodhead at his best.
And this is the kind of guy, if you're an offense coordinator, if he does sign with another team, you got to know what he is. And you just brought that up because he's not a power back.
No.
He's a matchup guy. Would you say that?
I would absolutely say that. And what you're trying to do in the NFL is you're trying to dictate matchups against linebackers with good receiving backs. Mm-hmm. That's where the game's going now. And that's why defenses have to decide if they want to play nickel or dime because they may want to put a DB on backs like Danny Woodhead. Excellent receivers in third down situations.
All right, now we go back from the smaller guy to the bigger guy, Chris Ivory.
The guy I like a lot, by the way.
Restricted free agent out of Tiffin in Ohio. Greg, here's a guy I remember.
I was going to ask you where Tiffin was located, but you knew.
I know. Now, we look at Chris Ivory. He's another power back. Greg, let's take a look at him.
Yeah, and the problem Chris Ivory has obviously had has been durability. He can't stay healthy. He's also had a tendency to fumble, which, as you know, puts you on the bench, no matter how good you are.
Yes.
But the one thing about Ivory is he's a big back with far better speed. And I don't care what his 40 time is. That's irrelevant.
Right.
You know, we've just made it through the combine. Everybody focuses on 40 time. In the NFL, nobody focuses on 40 times.
Short area quickness.
Exactly. But here he's in a one-back set right here. There's Chris Ivory. He's going to get outside here. And what I really want you to look at with this run is look at his little burst on the perimeter to get outside. This is a big-time run by Ivory. He's had a bunch of these in the NFL. I mean, look at that move right there. Then look at the speed to get outside. That's Asante Samuel. So, you know, that's a corner. So Chris Ivory has very good running ability, but I think because of his durability issues, another guy, as you stated about all these backs, that likely has to be part of a two-back system.
Now, I also like about him is he's a finisher. He uses his shoulder real well.
Yeah. The one thing about Ivory as we see this next play is the Saints clearly like him because look at they have a plethora. Yeah. You like that word? A plethora
many.
Of backs. That would be many, many backs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got Pierre Thomas. They've got Mark Ingram. They've still got Darren Sproles. And they've chosen through all this to keep Ivory. So they obviously like his running. I think even with Ingram there, I would argue that he's the most physical of their runners.
Great job, Greg, with those running backs. Join us next time in the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked.